We live in an astonishing time for seekers of truth. There has never been such a cornucopia of scientific knowledge available to us about the living world and our place in it. The Earth is a beguiling blue-green ball of fragile beauty, every nook and cranny of which explodes with life. Petty human squabbles over natural resources, national boundaries, political doctrines, and religious creeds should surely vanish in the knowledge that this living marvel, surrounded by infinite emptiness, is our shared home. We human beings, we cosmic assemblies of molecules that feel, think, and marvel at our own existence, we alone can rise above our petty human conflicts and restore balance to Earth. The deeply held views that people express and fight fiercely for are encoded by us from our parents, families, communities, and culture. If we wish to be free of conflicts in the future and promote harmony, we must approach these conflicting views as deeply held encodings, not simply as ideas. These conflicting encodings must be addressed, challenged, and destroyed by exposing them to scientific truth. Earth is in the midst of an emergency so extreme that it is imperative we address the causes of the harm and imbalances in our world now. Arguments and violence based on our encodings reflect our turbulent past, and we alone can rise above them to see and protect the beautiful harmony and unity of the whole to which we belong. In a very short time, there has been a transformation from having incredible ignorance about ourselves, our world, and the universe, to a new state of comprehension. It was only a few hundred years ago when the greatest intellects believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, and the Sun revolved around the Earth. In the 19th century, those on the cutting edge of science believed the Milky Way was our entire universe. Since then, cosmologists have discovered that there are billions of galaxies, each with its own individual character, all racing away from one another at unbelievable speeds. Within the last two centuries, we have also discovered the wonderful process and mystery of evolution. In the 20th century, we learned that E equals mc squared and were introduced to the double helix of DNA. We now know every form of life comes from the same basic DNA. Compelling discoveries and technological innovations are compounding at a phenomenal pace. Astonishing breakthroughs are being made regularly in cosmology, genetics, medicine, biology, and general science. A new breed of evolutionists is emerging, able to capture the workings of evolution in real time, using DNA to uncover and rewrite previously unknown human history. This picture, so painted, of cutting-edge discoveries and knowledge is breathtaking in its wealth of detail, which ranges from the subatomic to the universal scale. As a seeker of truth, I am not interested in dogma, fantasy, belief, or fiction. I don't want to be entertained. I want to participate. This is a field day for those of us who are eager to learn. It is a joy to be alive during this period of geometric expansion of truth, knowing we can still look forward to learning so much more. At this time in history, we have a new and profound understanding of the remarkable cocoon of safety our beloved planet provides. We live in a vast universe where all hell is breaking loose. Stars are exploding, stars are dying, stars are being born, space is filled with deadly radiation, and galaxies are flying around at 650,000 miles an hour. We, on the other hand, live in a profoundly safe, nurturing, naturally harmonious haven called Earth. Some have called Earth the Goldilocks planet because of the harmonious balance of all the forces at play to make it habitable. How life first came to exist on Earth will eventually be scientifically answered along with the others of life's mysteries. If we can maintain the natural environment long enough, our wonder and fascination with these incredible truths will inspire us to increasingly revere our planet, and most importantly, to revere the opportunity to experience life itself.